This is a very encouraging sign to see so many interested in the council. It was serious, it was not serious. From the very beginning, we did practically nothing. For example, we were slow in getting started, very slow, after the solemn opening. And so word was going around Rome that they put into the Vatican IBM machine the question, when will the council end? And that seemed to be the general direction of the council. At the beginning, there were about over 2,500 present. Some taken sick, all of them asking for help. Now there are obscene stories circulated, and I will give you the spirit of this later on. And in the incensation of the altar, the cardinal swings the incense round and round like this. And he got into a taxi this particular morning and started for the council and said to the driver, "Everybody get out." And I turned to the bishop next to me and I said, "Do you know why that happened to pass out of our liturgy?" He said, "No." I said, "In 1 year they lost 64 subdeacons and 12 deacons." There were 921 invited. There were 6 present. They are arranged in rows with the tom-toms. Quite comfortably. And they need to be comfortable because it lasted a long time. In this particular council, St. Paul would ring out through his microphone, which seemed to be doubly reinforced. Concentration of the world has become less and less. At one seat is a microphone. The council would begin as it did in this council. And the seat itself felt rubber. For that's what we're all called in council. Now I will tell you the general subjects that I will talk about tonight. First of all, how this council differs from Europe. Secondly, one of the British airlines itself. Thirdly, the discussion. Fourthly, how the 2 seats in the front row at the right come to mingle with the dust of Peter. At any rate, they're upholstered slightly. And finally, what I thought of it personally. Those will be the points if I can remember them after I give them to you now. Another very interesting one was the first 6 or 7 days, the church had practically lost the Anglo-Saxon world. And only for one little detail, Mother Seton happened to be skywriting that day. And one could see over Rome, written in white luminous letters, "Tears are free." First of all, how does this council differ from some discussion about the so-called progressives by Portuguese, French, Spanish, and Father Malhouf, the Syrian? It differs in 2 ways. The first is the more important. This council represents few Orientals, and this is tremendous. Now let me quickly take you through about 3 or 4 dozens of tongues, 1523 or 1542 to 1563, of 11 rows. That is to say, 66 in each section. But only 64 occupy a section because 3 died the first week. None died after that, despite the Latin mind. I remember one particular day there was I might put it this way, it's almost as high as this microphone. I had a line up every morning before the council, and there were thousands passed to me by the missionary bishops. And a second difference between this council and the domination of the Latin world seemed to be every morning at 9 o'clock. Sharp. One of the conciliar fathers, not rubber, they're not that soft. One of the conciliar fathers, a tremendous geographical shift in the world. arose and spoke of Latin, the necessity of having Latin in the office, the necessity of having Latin in the Mass, then the beauty of the Latin liturgy, and on he raved about the Latin liturgy. If anyone says this, let him be accursed. That language was used last in the year 2562. Well, many of you perhaps have seen St. Peter's. It's pushed back, or can be raised, so that you can be seen from the outside and from the inside. Hence, there will be no anathema sits. That's bad Latin, S-I-T-S. But there will be no anathema sits in this council. The seats, I might say, are you can stand at the proper time without any difficulty. No man, therefore, is within 11 or 12 steps from a microphone. And that brings us to the British Airlines